This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. As we were just talking to the Secret Service agent who guarded the Clintons, who saw what happened there, we are going to have Joel Gilbert and Roger Stone joining us in this next hour. They're going to be talking about the birther controversy as well as the billboard that both of them are involved with, a massive billboard in the New York Times Square in New York City. But while we're on the Clintons and the history of what they've done, we have a special report that's very important from John Bowne, how the Clintons plundered Haiti. Here's that report.
Hillary Clinton supporters, join us, won't you? Let's journey back to January 12th, 2010. Hillary Clinton had been the United States Secretary of State for about a year when a catastrophic 7.0 earthquake crisis rocked Haiti 16 miles west of Port-au-Prince. Somewhere between 160,000 to 316,000 Haitians died, while 2 million Haitians were displaced. The survivors cobbled together what they could, creating temporary communities as they waited for the world to help, only to witness the globalists using the disaster as a money-making scheme. And in walked the Clintons and the United Nations, bringing with them a cholera epidemic that infected 700,000 Haitians and killed at least 9,000.
That is simply not acceptable for the UN should be responding to its own responsibility for having caused the world the worst cholera epidemic in the world by not doing anything for the victims.
Nearly $13.5 billion in aid that was mysteriously squandered.
We are telling the world of the crimes that Bill and Hillary Clinton are responsible for in Haiti, and we are telling the American people that the 32,000, over 32,000 emails that Hillary Clinton said she deleted have evidence of the crimes they've committed.
Formaldehyde-laced cancer-causing trailers and a legion of corporations that would use Haiti's humanitarian crisis to line their own pockets, taking at least 25% off the top of every project they were awarded. WikiLeaks revealed Haitian U.S. Ambassador Kenneth H. Merton wrote in a cable just 20 days after the catastrophic quake, other companies are proposing their housing solutions or their land use planning ideas or other construction concepts. Each is vying for the ear of the president in a veritable free-for-all. The military logistics personnel intend to surge to around-the-clock operations until the offload is complete. The gold rush is on. And so a slew of corporations were slated to help rebuild Haiti under the U.S. Secretary of State's Interim Haiti Recovery Commission, overseen by none other than former U.S. President Bill Clinton. The IHRC approved over $330 million in projects funded by the U.S. government, including Northern Industrial Park, to accommodate 18,000 new jobs in garment, textile, and other fields by 2014. This industrial park actually brought only 10% of the jobs it promised. Port-au-Prince neighborhoods to upgrade and provide services to earthquake-affected neighborhoods, enabling displaced persons to return. According to Amnesty International, around 37,000 houses are known to have been repaired, rebuilt, or built. However, less than 20% of the housing solutions provided as a response to the disaster could be seen as long-term or sustainable. Instead, most programs have simply provided temporary measures such as the construction of temporary shelters and the allocation of rental subsidies. Initially, $53 million was spent to build 15,000 new homes, but this number morphed into $93 million for 2,600 homes, while $70 million was spent on building townhouses for the IHRC staff and roughly $20 million to build two soccer fields. Anyone can surmise that the Haitian people would have been far better off had the Clintons taken their foundation fleecing scheme elsewhere elsewhere. Clearly, a ruthless strategy plundered this third world catastrophe. Aside from a handful of houses, a Caribbean cell phone hub enriching its globalist owners, and two multi-million dollar soccer stadiums, Haiti remains unchanged. A majority of displaced Haitians still have no electricity, plumbing, and running water. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me now is Roger Stone. He's going to be with us only one segment, because from what I understand, Roger is feeling a bit hoarse. He may be coming down with something. Maybe it's that non-contagious bacterial pneumonia that's going around like wildfire through the Clinton camp. Maybe, Roger, you got a little bit too close to the Democrats when you're out there. But I want to talk to you about this super Trump ad that's going on in Times Square. Everybody is talking about it. It's on Fox. It's on BBC. All the New York papers are covering it everywhere. Tell us about that.
Sure. This is a 55-foot digital billboard right on Times Square. And it is put up there by the Committee to Restore America's Greatness, a pro-Trump super PAC that I'm affiliated with. It is the brainchild of Joel Gilbert, the filmmaker, and he's the guy who deserves the Ad Week magazine award because the cover of this has been extraordinary. Now, there is a point, and that is Trump is in a Superman costume because compared to sick Hillary, he is the Man of Steel.
And, of course, the timing of this as Hillary collapses literally at the 9/11 memorial and then collapses in the polls as Joel Gilbert, who's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, conservative filmmaker Joel Gilbert said, you see Trump traveling around the country in his airplane. He's looking to solve people's problems. He's giving power back to the people. Who's more American than Superman? So they conflated the two images there. And, of course, this is a 55-foot digital billboard, so it's animated. And as you can see, if you're watching this broadcast, I think we've got, do we have a clip of it where you can see the animation? We'll pull that up on one of the websites there. If you actually go to the Super PAC website, you can see the ad rotating through there. Give us the information about that Super PAC website again, Roger.
I believe it is at the Committee to Restore America's Greatness, or CTRAG.org, I believe. And it is important to note that a group of activists in Florida put up a second digital billboard based on this in Orlando that over a million people will see. This is thanks to the generosity of the Greenberg family of Orlando.
Great.
So I think you're going to see these indigenous billboards popping up all over America. Look, up in the sky, it's a man, it's a bird. No, it's Donald Trump.
And that's a super PAC, or maybe we could call it the Superman super PAC. Okay. Justice League of America there. Okay, let's talk about today. I want to get your opinion about this birther controversy. We're going to have Joel Gilbert joining us at the bottom of the hour. How do you think Trump played this? I mean, he's been on a roll this week with economic news. They tried to get him derailed with this birther issue. It looked to me like he handled it pretty well.
Look, it's interesting that when the issue became Hillary's health and her unwillingness to do a press conference for over 250 days or answer basic questions, they first tried to recycle David Duke, but that got no traction. Now the counter assault was birtherism, which I'm sure in their poll shows is not helpful to Trump among African-American voters, where he's seriously making gains. A new credible poll in South Carolina yesterday, 26% of the African-American vote going for Trump. In the state polls, I'm now seeing a trend where it's still and nowhere near a majority, but he's getting double and triple what Mitt Romney or John McCain got. So the birther issue is a twofer for the Democrats, and I think Trump did exactly the right thing. It's not a salient issue. He's not going to talk about it. His supporters, his closest friends like Giuliani say he now believes the president was born in the United States. When you ask Trump, he says, I'm not going to say anymore.
Completely diffuse it. Let's get back to solving America's economic problems. If he keeps it on that track and transcends the personal attacks that they are trying to throw at him and the other things that they're dredging up that you just mentioned, if he keeps it on his economic program, it's going to be a slam dunk. He has a very good economic program. He talked about it midweek. And, of course, Roger, this is a program that has been on his website since for about a year. It's been there, and nobody talks about it. They're waiting for Donald Trump to talk about it. Well, he did that this week. It looks like the largest tax cut we have ever seen. And, of course, we know what happened when JFK did it. We know what happened when Reagan did it. And we know what happened when George Bush the first undid it, you know, undoing what he called voodoo economics, took away those tax cuts that Reagan put in.
Well, in this case, the first time that any president has, a presidential candidate, has proposed cutting the corporate tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
Trump wants to cut the corporate rate below that of Mexico and China. That's what brings our jobs home. That's far more effective than tariffs. Chinese, we're at 35 now. Chinese are at 25. What if Trump went to 20 or even 22? It would really have a dynamic effect. He also wants to bring back $2 trillion that's sitting offshore in a program called Inversion. He has a general tax cut like John Kennedy did, like Ronald Reagan did, for all taxpayers. He takes a lot of the people who are low income off the rolls entirely. Far more than ever previously. So it's a very dynamic plan. Larry Kudlow and Steve Moore and Steve Forbes and some of the sharpest minds in terms of growth economics were involved in its formulation. And let's compare it to Hillary's plan, which is more of the same.
You know, it's very easy to demagogue the idea that you're giving tax breaks to corporations. And yet you mentioned these corporate tax rates, the fact that this would be below what he's proposed, that 15% would be below what they're doing in China, nearly down to what we see in Ireland. And yet we have seen in America with Reagan's tax cuts, we've seen it in Ireland where they said, this economic miracle where they're getting factories built in their countries instead of like Ford Motor Company building factories, spending $1.6 billion to create 2,800 jobs in a giant factory down in Mexico. Instead, build the factories here. They do that if you offer them a lower tax rate. It benefits people with jobs. That's the key. The Democrats want to focus on free college. They want to focus on artificial stimulus like or mandates like a minimum wage. And yet the reality is what you really need is a job, and you need to increase your take-home pay. And that's what Donald Trump did with this program that he proposed. Increase the take-home pay and increase the number of jobs in America.
But what he's really got to do, David, is he's got to now take his plan into the barrio, into the urban centers of America, and sell it to African Americans and to Latinos, because they would be the greatest single beneficiaries. These people want a piece of the American pie. They don't want to be employees. They want to be employers. They want their families to be successful. And they really want the American dream that they've heard so much about. Trump is the greatest salesman in the world, but he's got to get into those communities more. His first foray into Detroit shows that he's committed to it.
Yeah.
It is a very part to getting him elected.
And he did a great job when he went into Detroit. I mean, he went in there looking. Look at that situation. Here's a city that has been used to be the engine of growth in America. That was the heart of our economy there in the automotive industry. And now it stands as a symbol of economic decline after Democrat policies, after there's been a flight by the corporations out of that area. And most of the people there are black. And so he goes to that area and he talks to the people and says, look, you need jobs just like everybody does. You know, unemployment is something that affects, as you pointed out, black people, affects Hispanics, and they are suffering under this situation. And there's something even worse coming down the road, and that is the automation. But that's another issue. But right now, we need to get a handle on starting to get factories built. And they're still building car companies, car factories. They need to be building them here in America.
I totally agree. I think this is the key to the election, a positive economic plan. The economic issue, I think, even transcends immigration, transcends trade. Of course, it's linked inexorably to trade. But this is Trump's strong suit issue. He's the job creator. He's the guy who's been able to cut red tape and get things done. I think it is the linchpin to victory. I also would like to see him talk about it more.
You know, and I think it shows a new discipline from Donald Trump that we've seen today, not getting suckered in on this birther thing. He got on top of it and shut it down so he could get back to the central message. That's not what we saw earlier in the campaign. Earlier in the campaign, it was very easy for them to derail him with personal attacks or to get him to get down in the weeds talking about something that they control the agenda. He totally controlled the agenda after having a successful 2 weeks where he was out there talking about economic policy, and then CEO of Ford helped him out by announcing what he was doing to the Ford Corporation in terms of building factories in Mexico.
Yeah, absolutely. David, I've got to move along. As you can see, I'm losing my voice because of long hours campaigning for Donald Trump and pushing my book, The Clinton's War on Women, now out on paper in paperback. You can go to rogerstone.com or stonecoldtruth.com. So back to the barricades.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Thank you for joining us. I know you're feeling under the weather, and I don't want you to collapse on air like Hillary Clinton or something. Stay away from the Democrats. I understand there's a very strong, non-contagious bug that is floating around the Democrat Party. That's Roger Stone. Again, you can find his information at Stone Cold Truth. And as we're talking about the Super Trump Times Square ad that all of New York is talking about, we got New York Magazine, we got the BBC, we got the New York Post, Fox. Everybody is talking about this viral marketing program they got going on. We're going to be talking to Joel Gilbert in just a second, but we've got Alex Jones on the line. Let's go to Alex. Alex.
Sure. I called in just to ask Roger some questions, but I wanted to get out. I didn't realize he was just about to get off because he's sick. But I just want to make the point here. We kind of get caught, all of us. In fact, when Roger comes on a lot, he does this, where we're like kind of putting out info like to the general public, and that's fine. It was fine to electioneer for Donald Trump and talk about the good points and things, but we really need to understand – the InfoWars audience is so well-informed. that we need to talk about strategy in general and also how the globalists are going to be striking back. Because I was going to ask Roger, I've got my own ideas, but I'm telling you, we're in false flag territory. We're in attempted assassination of Hillary Clinton territory. We're in start a war territory. I'm telling you, the globalists are in deep trouble. They've lost Russia. They're losing the UK. The U.S. is struggling out. Once you identify globalists, it's game over for them. You guys are doing a great job. I'm just out here taking care of errands, taking care of some business, and, you know, listening. And I hear you guys talking about Donald Trump's plan. That's called the American plan. Look, the globalists know that they've set our corporate tax way above anybody else in the world because the globalists lobby the very corporations, IBM, Berkshire Hathaway, all of them, Google, they lobby to keep the taxes high because they built an architecture to force all the other smaller and medium corporations out of the country. Then they've got to be gatekeepered through Microsoft, through Google, through Apple, through IBM, through General Electric, and others, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, really run the whole thing, through China, who's authoritarian with generals running the economy, with basically a billion, 300 billion robots. And I'm not saying Chinese people aren't humans. I'm saying that the globalists see them as biological androids, as robots. And so they built the whole global order out of leveraging us out by design. By design.
Hey, Alex.
It's not like, oh, my God.
Alex, let me interrupt you for just a second because I know you thought that Roger got off the line, but when he heard you were here, he stayed on the line. If you want to directly address a question to him, he has graciously stayed on even though he's not feeling well.
Okay, well, Roger, I'm going to be under the weather from working 18 hours a day. I don't want to take your time up, but I wanted to ask you and David, it was really interesting what I heard you discussing, that, you know, how do you think they're going to strike back? Because, I mean, I agree with you, the Electoral College is, now pretty much locked. You sent me a political article about that. You know, that's really important, obviously. I mean, he now is the clear leader. He would win the day the election was held. But, I mean, they're going to strike back, and I'm just really concerned that we need to understand, folks, that they could try to kill Trump right now, like the Russians are saying. They could do an assassination attempt on Hillary, launch a new war. Roger, you've got your ear to the ground. More WikiLeaks are supposedly going to be out this week. We haven't really seen that yet from Assange. This is the perfect time to do it. So, you know, just on that spectrum of questions, what keeps you up at night? How are they going to strike back?
Well, Alex, you're exactly right, because the level of panic, of course, is getting worse. Donald Trump pulling ahead in Ohio, ahead in Florida, ahead by 8 points in Iowa, now ahead in Colorado, now heads up in Pennsylvania, 2 points up in a poll I saw in Washington State. So panic is set in because the campaign of vilification against Trump, the bigot, racist, warmonger,
Hillary looks completely freaked out and out of her mind. Her old people look panicked. So how do they strike back?
Well, they're capable of anything. That's the point here. These people have no morality. There's no law they won't break. There's no tactic they won't try. My greatest fear is Donald Trump's personal safety. This man is going to be president. I said it for the first time on InfoWars this week. Trump is going to win. And therefore, my greatest fear is his personal safety. That is what keeps me up at night.
Absolutely. And again, England is in hysteria over Trump. They want America to come out of globalism. The Russians are hysterical, over the fact that we could actually have a world, a chance in a world, where the globalists don't play us off against each other for perpetual war. This is so historic, and I just cannot believe that you know, I mean, I knew Trump's been a patriot for decades, but I got to tell you, Roger, I know you don't talk about private stuff with you with Trump, but I've talked to Corsi and other folks knowing that people that have been involved with Trump for years, they say, listen, Trump's been more InfoWars than InfoWars since before it began. So just can you spend a minute or two just so we can think about Trump here and who he really is and, you know, behind the scenes, just a regular Americana guy that has been planning this forever and then sees the moment to defeat the globalists. I mean, this is so historic. That's why they're so panicked. And, I mean, what will we see if Trump gets in?
Alex, we lost Roger for just a moment. We're reestablishing contact with him.
Sure. And, I mean, by the way, I just called in to point out that I wanted to ask him, how are they going to strike back? Because I just have so much anxiety right now that they're in full panic, David. And we should pray for Donald Trump. The fact that you know, new Guccifer, DC leak stuff, is the Bohemian Grove, you know, is, you know, the Republican establishment is out to get Trump. I mean, we already know that, but in, this is proof. I mean, this is everything we've asked for. His plan will work because if you cut taxes and just leave spending the same, more money comes in because the economy starts up. And that's what poor folks, you know, who are on the Democratic Party plantation don't get. What Trump's doing is the American system. It's the return of America. It's the return of the big engine. It's the return of everything. And globalism is in full panic right now, David.
Yeah, Alex, and as I said before, we've seen this work under Reagan. We saw it before that under JFK. We've seen it work in Ireland. When they cut their tax rates to about what Donald Trump is talking about, we saw a massive increase in economic activity. What people need is not a mandate from government to raise minimum wage. That's going to cost them jobs. The kind of mandates.
The houses, the cars, the swimming pools, the education, the religious freedom, the vacations, you know, all of it is letting people's desires and will to build good things be there and not having monopolies. And so America has been far from perfect, but it had more freedom for a fleeting 150 years or so than any other country. And, folks, we can go back any time. We can say, China, you're not going to have your currency 35 points below ours, another tariff. Sorry. You're not going to have a corporate tax 10 points lower than us. Sorry. We're going to have a level playing field. We're going to have a, sorry, level playing field, not Hillary and George Soros selling factory jobs of Americans out to China. I mean, they actually get money for these folks. They caught Pecharia, the head of the UN Climate Fund, transferring the last steelworks in England to India and even got the taxpayers in England to pay for it as some weird liberal suicide pact, and then his son took over the factory. I mean, these people are just, and coal plants. I mean, these people are sick. And they tell us what geniuses they are, selling off what the free market built and laughing at everyone. I'm going to hand it back to you, David, doing a fantastic job. I want to thank Roger for calling back in. I know you got a lot more coming up, but this is a big, big deal. A lot's happening. And so history is unfolding. I want to thank all the listeners and viewers for your support. We got big specials on Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality right now, 20% off. It's a great herbal, you know, cold press. Nobody else has got something like it. Very powerful. Try it for yourself, regardless if you're funding the operation. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch, and just so much more. All of this is good things everybody needs. Water filtration systems, you know, Hillary for Prison shirts. It's just an information war. So God bless you, David, and the rest of the group.
Thank you, Alex. And, of course, when we're talking about what happened with the economy, remember that yesterday, actually, it was Donald Trump giving an economic presentation of his program, which has been on his website for quite some time. He's talked about eliminating the specifics about how he's going to eliminate so many of the different tax brackets, taking them from 7 to 3, and that the new 3 tax brackets would be 12, 25, 33. Low-income Americans would pay no income tax at all. But here's how he explained it to people. He said, earlier this week, I went to Flint, Michigan. He said, in 1970, there were 80,000 people in Flint, Michigan working for General Motors. He said, today, it is less than 8,000. And then, of course, we just got information that Ford is building a new plant in Mexico. And at the same time, we've got Obama deliberately taking down the coal industry, trying to shut down even the natural gas industry. This is what Clinton and Obama have been doing. He says, my economic plan, this is Trump talking, he says, my economic plan rejects the cynicism that says our labor force will keep declining. We don't have to do this. This is an artificial condition that has been imposed on us by the multinational globalists and the people that they control, like Obama and Hillary Clinton, moving our jobs to other countries, shutting us down, bringing in more workers. And so it is a compassionate thing for people of every race. So we don't have to go back to the malaise that Jimmy Carter gave us. I remember how everybody was wringing their hands and saying there was no way that we could ever compete with Japan in the late 70s. We had this condition of malaise. Everybody was saying America is over. That was all the Carter administration. That all happened within just a 4-year period. Things got that bad that quickly. We had skyrocketing stagflation. And then you had Ronald Reagan come in. And what was the key thing that he did? He removed some of the government burden from us. And what happened? Freedom and the economy flourished. Some of the statistics that Trump was talking about. 1 in 6 men aged 18 to 34 either in jail or out of work. And he's talking predominantly here to the black community. He's saying, this is why you should support me rather than Hillary Clinton, who talks about predators that need to be put in jails, and we need to fill up the jails with predators. He says it took more than 230 years for the U.S. to accumulate its first $10 trillion of debt. Obama did it in just 8 years. He doubled that again, okay? We've got some growth in America, but it's only 2.1% over 7 years. It is stagnant. Their economic figures in terms of unemployment, as we pointed out many times, are there simply because they rigged the stats. Stay with us. We're going to talk to Joel Gilbert when we come back.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to filmmaker and director Joel Gilbert. He's on the line with us right now. We've just had Jean-Claude Juncker, head of the European Commission, the European Union's executive branch, just talk about galloping populists and saying that it is an existential crisis for the globalists. And yes, it is. And as we see the galloping populists, Joel Gilbert is part of the viral ad campaign in New York's Times Square. We're just talking to Roger Stone. He and Roger put this viral campaign together. I want to talk to Joel Gilbert about his film Dreams from My Real Father, as well as he's got There's No Place Like Utopia. That's his more recent film. But I want to talk about the issue that came up today with Donald Trump about the birth certificate, but also about this viral ad campaign. Great job on that, Joel.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I put together and offered it up to Roger Stone's PAC, and they're working with me. And the idea was to show Donald Trump as this kind of Superman, the super character that would that would appeal to millennials and low information voters, I guess, and also kind of provoke the media to pick up on it because it was right smack in the middle of Times Square and the media capital of the world. So you see this giant Donald Trump as Superman, and a lot of people feel he has those same characteristics. His voters believe he stands for truth, justice, and the American way.
Yeah.
And there he is flying over Times Square. And it really,
looking at it here.
Yeah, it really represents, it's kind of funny, it's kind of cool, and it represents something compared to Hillary Clinton, especially with her collapsing episode. It shows you that Trump has the stamina to carry forward.
Yeah, that's a very important point to make, and you made it with humor. And you guys put in like $25,000, and you've got millions upon millions of free publicity as the media covers it. I mean, you really did replicate what Donald Trump has been able to do along this campaign, maximize the amount of bang for the buck that you put into this. But, you know, he really is flying everywhere. And that's one of the reasons why they're pushing back on this health issue. You know, as soon as we saw Hillary Clinton literally being collapsing and having to be thrown into the van by the Secret Service agents who cordoned around to try to hide it, but it was too late. People saw it. Having to throw her in the back of the van like a piece of meat. And everybody's going, what's going on here? Well, they come back and they say, well, we need to see his records. I think, you know, when he put those records out the first time, Joel, he was basically just kind of saying, trolling them in a sense and saying, hey, my health, forget about it. You can see I'm healthy. I'm going everywhere all at once. I think it was interesting, too. The only thing that they could really complain about, and it became headlines everywhere, was Donald Trump's weight. Okay, so here's the New York Times. Donald Trump checkup said reveal that he is overweight. I mean, this is a guy who is going everywhere. He says, sure, I'd like to lose a few pounds. I mean, what American wouldn't? We eat so much sugar, okay? But the issue is, and I thought this was funny, a Daily Caller comes out and says, how much does Hillary Clinton weigh? Nobody is talking about her wealth. I guess we talk about her wealth, don't we? But we don't talk about her weight. I guess that's off bounds for a female candidate to talk about her weight.
Yeah, there's no end of double standards. Monica Crowley made a good point on Fox News the other night. She said there's physiological age in addition to actual age, and that Donald Trump every day flies around the country, gives fantastic speeches with great energy in three or four places. He drops into Detroit. He drops into Southside Chicago, kind of like Superman asking, how can I help you? How can I help people? And he's showing that he's quite a young man physically and mentally, whereas Hillary Clinton has shown signs that she's a much older woman physiologically. She's not able to campaign. I think it was only 5 days in the entire month of August. So she seems like she's barely hanging on, and Donald Trump looks like he's just getting started.
And when you look at the report that's released by her medical staff there, I mean, no matter how technical the report is, it just isn't believable when we see, as you're pointing out, the fact that she can't even go out to campaign. She's so sick and feeble, okay? And the fact that he is everywhere. So their actions speak far louder than any of these reports. Let's talk about today. They tried to distract him on the birther issue, and you did an entire documentary we've talked about, had you on many times here at InfoWars, Dreams from My Real Father. I personally think that it is really more of a distraction to talk about where. What's more important is to talk about who his father was, not where he was born, but to talk about who his father was, who the influences were on this man, being influenced by a communist leader and growing up in Indonesia. I mean, people need to look at what was going on in Indonesia with the CIA, with the government that his adoptive father was part of, and look at the Islamic influences in his education. I mean, all of that, everything that happened in Indonesia at that time with Suharto and the crimes that were being committed there. And, of course, we don't hear about that in the United States because they were our allies. If you'd have been another country, everybody would have been talking about the massive executions in Indonesia with the regime that his adoptive father was part of. But give us your take on what happened today with the birther incident.
Okay, well, the mainstream media is very desperate to try to smear Donald Trump in any way they can, especially because he's making so many inroads with minority voters. Barack Obama and the radical Democrats abandoned the black voters twice in the past 8 years and did nothing for them. In my movie, There's No Place Like Utopia, I go to Southside Chicago, Detroit, Newark, all these places that show that exactly what Trump has been saying in his speeches is that Democrats have controlled these cities for the past 50, 60, 100 years. And what you have is massive destruction, violence, drug cultures, single mothers, unemployment. And the black voters, as you saw in my film, realize they've been had and they're ready for a change. Mm-hmm. So they're desperate to try to smear Donald Trump with a racism card. The name birther, I did an interview for the BBC recently and explained to them, the name birther or birtherism are simply smears for people that asked good questions that the media would not ask. And the way it came about was that Obama in 2008 made many promises. He said, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. Obamacare is not a tax. I'm going to support Israel. We're going to negotiate Obamacare with everybody in the same room. So once he became president and threw everybody under the bus, abandoned all his promises and pursued a radical left agenda, people started to ask the question, wait a minute, who would do something like that? What about his college records? Let's learn more about him. What about his state Senate records? Why won't he release these? What about his birth certificate? He said he grew up in Indonesia. His father's from Kenya. Let's find out more why this guy is abandoning all his voters and all the minorities that he promised he would help. So Donald Trump simply asked the question, can we please see your birth certificate? Can we please see your records? So the media, rather than asking those questions themselves, which was their job, they invented this smear, birtherism. They're desperate, and Trump is trying to, again, put their nonsense to rest and say, okay, he was born in the United States. I think in my film there's a great case, Dreams of My Real Father. I show a mountain of evidence that the Kenyan Obama was not Obama's real biological father. In fact, it was the Communist Party propagandist and Soviet agent Frank Marshall Davis. Obama admits he was raised by Davis, and I think I showed that in addition to being his biological father, that Frank Marshall Davis was his ideological mentor, and that Obama was radicalized by Frank Marshall Davis into his communist, anti-white, anti-American worldview throughout his teenage years. And that's why Obama went back to Chicago, where Frank Marshall Davis was from. He was one of the original black Bolsheviks, the blacks that were recruited by white communists into the Communist Party to try to trick black people into joining these programs. Obama goes back to Chicago, follows in the footsteps of his real father. He gloms on to Reverend Wright, who's kind of the same guy, anti-white, anti-American. Obama calls Reverend Wright his uncle because it's literally the same type of guy, father figure. And that's why Obama is so comfortable with anti-American extremists, and that's why they're so comfortable with him. So lo and behold, deja vu, terrorist emeritus Bill Ayers has his father raise money to bring Obama from New York after he finished at Columbia to Chicago, and he becomes part of the Developing Communities Projects to infiltrate the black churches. Obama was simply a front man with a black face to fool black people into joining these socialist Marxist causes.
And I think that's very important because we've seen that Bill Ayers understood early on, SDS, they were the ones who essentially created white privilege. They called it white skin privilege with the SDS and the Weather Underground at the time. He's an individual, very intelligent. He realized after a short period of time he wasn't going to get anywhere destroying America by bombing a building here and a building there. He realized that what he needed to do was to create a race war, and the way that he would do it is through the educational system. And so we see this cluster of radicals, communist radicals, and focusing on education. As you just pointed out, the community organizers and all of these people, Bill Ayers and the people that were surrounding Obama, getting involved in restructuring our educational system. And I think that's the core thing, how he was mentored by Bill Ayers, how he was mentored by Frank Marshall Davis. This is the key thing. This is who the man is. And correct. It doesn't now, matter where he first touched Earth, okay? It matters what his influences are, and that's what you're pointing out. That's really what the birther movement was about. Who is this guy? It's the transparency, stupid, is what we need to tell the left media. We need to understand who these people are, and just like Hillary Clinton, they want to cover everything, seal all records, keep everything secret.
Look, Obama based his candidacy on his personal background. That's why it was so significant. Mm-hmm. He hadn't done anything in the U.S. Senate. Nobody knew who he was. So his entire candidacy was based on, my father's a goat herder from Kenya. I'm going to bring everybody together. Now, this was a false narrative. He had a deeply disturbing family background. His father was a Soviet agent and communist propagandist who radicalized him during his youth, and he followed in his footsteps in this little-known American Marxist movement. He shows up in Chicago and becomes mentored by these same radicals out of the 60s. Now, Bill Ayers and his gang taught the new generation of radicals a valuable lesson. In the late 60s, they'd look you in the eye and they'd say, we're going to destroy America. We're going to replace the Constitution with the Communist Manifesto. We're going to put 50 million Americans in re-education centers, and we're going to murder 25 million Americans.
Yeah.
And we're going to break up the United States and have it occupied by China, North Korea, Vietnam, and Russia. They look you in the eye and they say, okay, now we're going to bomb the Pentagon. We're going to murder police and create this revolution. Now, it was so evil that nobody followed them. They ended up going to jail, into the underground for 10, 12 years. When they got out of jail and came back to Chicago and got into education, the valuable lesson they taught Obama was, when you try to get people to support you, don't tell them your true agenda. Look them in the eye and tell them you want to help working families. Look them in the eye and tell them you want to help people get health care. And then use their support to take power. And once you take power, you'll pursue the radical agenda. But you must have a stealth policy and don't tell anybody your real policy. These guys slowly infiltrated the Democrat Party, and today the Democrat Party is a radical socialist party.
Yeah, and that's what we see now with Black Lives Matter as well. There's always a mask that is there. There's always a redirection that they use in this, and that's precisely what's happened. It is really who the man is. I think that is a very core thing. But today, I thought Trump did a masterful job of not getting sidetracked and taking the bait. As you pointed out, they wanted to make this again about racism. But what Donald Trump has been doing is going to places throughout Michigan and others, showing them what the Democrat policies have actually created there and saying to people, as you pointed out, Joel, you don't want to live in this. This is destroying your lives. And that was a very powerful message. And so now we see him pulling even with Hillary Clinton in Michigan, of all places. Absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Well, look, in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, which I know Alex has for sale in your store.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a lot of black women, you know, in Chicago, Detroit. And these are very smart people. They say, look, we don't want any part of this progressive nonsense. We don't want illegal aliens coming and taking our jobs and driving down our wages. We don't want our kids smoking legal marijuana. They don't want any of this nonsense. They've lived it. They're like people that came out of East Germany. They've lived this horror for 50 years. And you see, when Donald Trump simply went and talked to them like I did, they respond very favorably because they know better. And by the way, Hillary, people don't know, it took us quite a while to research and come out with the information and disseminate it about Obama's real background. A lot of people don't know that Hillary herself is a Chicago radical. She had her own Reverend Wright. She had a reverend named Don Jones, was her Methodist youth minister, who introduced her to Saul Alinsky when she was in high school.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton had her own Bill Ayers.
Yeah.
She was a follower of SDS President Carl Oglesby. And she often quoted his book, Containment and Change. So Hillary comes from the same radical Chicago background with these same radical characters. She just went more mainstream and hit it for longer than Obama did, whereas Obama burst on the scene. But by the time people could catch up to who he really was, it was too late.
Yeah, and of course, the paper that she did in college on Saul Alinsky, his Rules for Radicals, I don't know, I think that's still sealed, isn't it? Or did they unseal that paper?
No, we've seen her college thesis,
mm-hmm.
and she you know, talks about Alinsky's methodology for a revolution to end capitalism. Alinsky offered her a job, a summer internship, offered her to come work for him full time. And she wrote him back. We have the letters where she said, you know, I want to pursue radical change through the system instead of from the outside. It was very clear. So Hillary has pursued these radical policies, and she said that she's going to continue Obama's policies of open borders, executive actions, complete opposite of the constitutional system that would essentially end the republic as we know it. And we're going to, if she wins, we're going to enter, I believe, an era of liberal fascism.
You know, earlier in the program, we talked to Gary Byrne, who is a Secret Service agent, stationed for much of the time just outside the Oval Office, talking about what he saw guarding the Clinton family for 12 years. And, you know, that's a key thing when we look at the corruption in with the Clintons, to understand, as he pointed out, that she sees that she's above the rules. No rules apply to her. If you really wanted to get Hillary Clinton angry, what you would do is tell her, well, that's not the procedure, we can't do that, or something. That's when she would come at you with the claws, okay? So what we have seen with both her and with Obama is nothing but absolute contempt for the Constitution, for the rule of law, the executive orders. We know that they're trying to deliberately shut down entire industries. It's not just opening the borders to immigrants to have a population replacement to create conflict within this country after they've gone in and started wars in other areas, then bring people in that they can't possibly vet. I mean, how many people do they really need? What percentage of population do they really need to have an army of terrorists? I mean, they just said in Germany, after bringing in 500,000 people, they said, hey, we think we might have 500 jihadis. That's only 0.1%. That's the policy of Hillary Clinton. That's the policy of Barack Obama that we've seen. We're talking to Joel Gilbert. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk more with a man who did Dreams of My Real Father. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Joel Gilbert. We've got one more segment with Joel. Of course, he is the director, writer, filmmaker for Dreams of My Real Father, and or From My Real Father, and also There's No Place Like Utopia. You know, the socialists always love to sell us this utopian vision where they're going to solve everything. Well, that doesn't exist. And so, as he mentioned in the last segment, he was talking to people throughout the inner cities in Michigan and other places, saying, you know, what do you think about this this bill of goods, this utopian vision that's been sold to you by the socialists? And, of course, he's also the creator of the viral animated billboard that is up this week in Times Square in New York City. Absolute genius. Millions of dollars worth of publicity for $25,000. Great job, Joel. I'm going to go back to Joel in just a moment. Before I do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we have the Super Male Vitality Special at InfoWarsLife.com. 20% off. That will be ending very soon. Again, take a look at the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Look at what people like Tim Kennedy and Alex Jones have said about it. There's Tim Kennedy training for this fight coming up in Madison Square Gardens. He talked quite a bit about how effective he thought that was in terms of helping him with his training. But a lot of people, we got hundreds of reviews. Hundreds of five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com, people talking about Super Male Vitality and their experience with it. And again, you can get it now. 20% off. That special will be ending very soon at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to Joel. Joel, we were talking just before the break. I want to give you the rest of this segment to basically put an end cap on this. Go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, you talked about how the Democrat Party, Obama, Hillary, have no respect for the Constitution or rule of law. Mm-hmm. And this is part of their ideology because they learned from the Alinskyite ideology that the ends justifies the means.
Yes.
Therefore, the goal in the long term is the revolution. It's the revolution. I think they don't even care if they lose this election because it's a long-term prospect. It's been going on for many years. They wouldn't mind simply spending the next 2 or 3 years registering illegals, trying to agitate the country mm-hmm. against Donald Trump, this evil billionaire who's so racist, and come back in 4 years with Julian Castro or Cory Booker or some of this new generation of radicals. Mm-hmm. So even if Trump wins, it's going to be quite a challenge to not make it a 4-year aberration that simply continues the revolution. The Soviet Union and the Comintern, the Communist Party in the 30s, by the 1940s, early 50s, they realized the United States could not be defeated militarily. The only way to defeat it would be through internal means. And we've seen a decades-long effort to take over the Democrat Party. Obama's election was not a sudden political phenomenon. It was really the result of this American socialist movement that took over American universities, entertainment, and media over the decades. And today we have this radical socialist party where you have Bernie Sanders, a known lifelong communist. People are voting for him, but most people don't really understand what he's talking about when he says political revolution. He's just adding the word political. It means a revolution against the American way, a revolution against capitalism, a revolution against our Constitution. No different from the 60s radicals or the Communist Manifesto. It's an ideology that rejects free markets, free speech, limited government.
And we've seen this with the Pope, who's part of the globalist movement, the climate movement and everything. A Pope who has embraced liberation theology and, a Jesuit who has a lot in common with Tim Kaine. That's another subject for another day, to go back into Tim Kaine's background. And he's somebody who really needs to be vetted, especially with the health issues of Hillary Clinton. If she were to become president, we need to know more about this guy. Thank you so much, Joel Gilbert, again, the director of Dreams from My Real Father. Great to have you on. Thank you for coming on very quickly. We'll be right back. We have a lot more news to cover. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.